This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, coming to you from C2E2, the Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo. Now, please welcome our VIP. You know her from the TV show Charmed and movies like Jawbreaker and Grindhouse. It's Rose McGowan. Rose, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This is not your first comic book convention, right?
No, they're awesome. I have been to other comic book conventions, including, you know, the original, the big Comic-Con of them all, Comic-Con.
Yes. And you've done that thing where you sit there and you just sign autographs for...
Yeah, I've done that a couple times. It's really interesting. You meet people that have a relationship with you that... but you don't have one with them, and but they're having it really more with your character. So they come with their babies with your name crayoned across the baby's forehead. But those are the funny ones I like. Yeah. I'm like, sorry, baby, I'm part of your abuse. I see a long road ahead of you, kid.
Awesome. Now, your acting career purportedly started when you were discovered on a street corner. Let's just talk about this for a second. Was this a street corner where they were holding auditions?
No, it was actually, I was on a street corner. I was on Beverly and Sweetser in Los Angeles, and at the time there was a gym there. Okay. And the whole windows were all people on Stairmasters, but it was just butts in the window going up and down. Oh, and my friend, I was visiting LA, and he was trying to get me to go inside with him, and I was like, that is so LA, I will not go there. So I stood outside with a scowl on my face, and that's apparently what attracted this woman to me, because she said I looked like the angriest, you know, whatever girl that I was, and then 2 weeks later, I'm starring in a Greg Araki film.
That's amazing. I didn't know that actually happened, the actual getting discovered on a street corner.
It actually happened, and so when I have people that ask me, you know, how do I get an agent, I'm like, I don't know.
Right, exactly.
I don't know. I'm really not I would probably, if faced with that issue, I would not do it.
So many of us know you as Paige from Charmed. Did you have anyone reach out to you from the Wiccan community, either fact-checking something you said or loving the show?
Yeah, I think any community that's represented positively probably enjoys it, I would imagine, unless they were dark witches, of course. That's another thing. I learned a lot about witchcraft. And the thing I learned was that I was really bad with spells. They were the only thing I could not commit to memory no matter what. So anytime I said it, like behind Alyssa Milano would be me with somebody with a huge poster board
with the whole spell,
all my dialogue.
Right.
But it wasn't as bad as, like, I always heard George Clooney would write his lines down and, like, tape them to extras' foreheads when they were, like, laying in the gurney. So it wasn't that bad.
Terrible.
I know. Here, stay there.
So let's talk about you not acting anymore. First, I want to talk about you on social media, because you're very active and you use it to, you know, voice your opinion.
God forbid.
Yeah, yes. I know.
I mean, I know everybody else gets to have one. Why not me?
Exactly. And you got in... I mean, you put out a tweet that ended up having some repercussions, and it was about a casting call for an Adam Sandler film where you were the women coming to play that role were asked to show cleavage, and there was a thing about, like, what, push-up bras encouraged?
Push-up bras encouraged. And, you know, I found out later it was actually a woman that wrote that whole thing.
Really?
And that's the part that, and it just, but the thing is, it's not even about that, is that, that they get so brainwashed in Los Angeles, the women do, that is a normal, everyday occurrence. This is totally fine.
Right.
The other instruction was to make sure I read the script so I understood the context of the scenes. The Shakespearean quality was really throwing me. It was a hard one to grasp. The iambic pentameter of Sandler is really tough to wrap
Beautiful.
Around.
Beautiful. I mean, that repercussions from that tweet, I mean, it went viral, for lack of a better word, but...
It went actually super mega viral,
super
I didn't even realize that was a thing, but it was a thing.
They're super viral.
They're super and then super mega.
Super mega.
And, you know, so that was weird. Yeah.
And then
I got fired by my agent, which was fine, because they were douchebags.
So now that you're a director, I mean, you decided to stay working in, you know, entertainment.
Of sorts. I'm kind of doing it, you know, now I approach things as, you know, I'm writing a book, and I'm only going to write what I would want to read. I do music. I'm only going to sing and write songs that I would want to listen to. And the same approach with film, you know. It's a hard slog for a woman director, even one who's well-known, which is super contrary to logic, because I'm actually really good at what I do. Because I respect the public. I'm an audience member also, and I want people to think about what they're putting on the screen and what they're saying about women and what they're saying about race and what they're saying about, you know, gay culture. It counts. The stuff, if people are still copying, like, Meg Ryan's hairdo from 20 years ago, this stuff sticks.
Yeah.
You know, this stuff sticks.
Yep.
And it has to be unstuck.
And, you know, we talked a little bit before you came onto the show, and you mentioned that you have never played a game before?
No.
You've never played a game before?
My father told us growing up that we weren't sporty people or people that played games. And I was like, okay. So consequently, I lived in the mountains, never skied, lived by a lake, don't know how to swim.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Dad. Thanks, Dad. Literally, someone said, even go fish. I'm like, no.
No? Monopoly?
No. I know the little characters, some of them, they're cute, but that's all
I got.
They
are very cute.
That's all I got.
Okay.
But we played a game like Authors, where you had a deck of cards, and, you know, you'd pull out, like, I don't know, Nathaniel Hawthorne. So you had to list off as fast as you could, like, everything you wrote. So we were just the nerd family Robinson, pretty much.
Yeah. Your game was school.
My game was school. Thanks,
good.
Dad.
Okay, well, we're gonna ease you in
Thank
to the
you.
Game playing.
Yeah, she said, do you want to play or do you want to lead it? I'm like, I think I should probably lead this.
Yeah, that's a good way to start, right? Lead a game.
All right.
Rose McGowan, let's play a game. Let's bring on two more contestants. Here they come. Lauren Scott, you own three Muppets.
I do.
Not one, not two, but three.
Yeah, they've kind of been building up. Like, I can't really stop myself.
Do any of them look like you?
The first one kind of did.
Okay.
It was, like, weird. I got kind of... I just
yeah,
felt
of
weird
course it was
it.
Weird.
Was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
It's weird when people make dolls of you.
And Sarah Kovac, you are an adult reference librarian.
I am a librarian.
Nice. Do people come to you as a librarian in the reference section and ask you odd things?
Yeah, pretty much every day.
Like, that are not library related?
Sometimes, yes. We get a lot of people who come to ask us, like, if they have a medical condition. They'll come and ask us for advice. But then people will be really surprised that you need a master's degree to work at a library.
So they come to you with, like, their biggest question, yet they are surprised that you need a master's degree.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So your game is called the Listener's Spellbook Challenge, which is an homage to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me's Limerick Challenge. Our guest, Rose McGowan, played the witch Paige on 5 seasons of Charmed. And during that time, she recited a whole lot of magic spells, which are poems made up of rhyming couplets. Rose, how about an example?
We meld our souls and journey to the one whose thoughts we wish we knew.
So in this game, Rose is going to recite a spell from Charmed, but we have removed the last word, and you must buzz in and tell us what that word is based on the rhyme. And I will let you know how good of a rhyme it is as we go along, and the winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Rose, take it away. This spell is called To Reveal One's Emotions.
Bring forth the passion of love's fire, that he may feel her true...
Lauren.
Desire.
Yes.
Hey.
This spell is called To Find Good Luck.
To find good luck, finances have run amok. Creditors, I soon must duck. I cast this spell. Go find good luck. And I hope my life will cease to...
Sarah.
Suck.
Yes, it is. The right answer. I think any good spell involves the word suck. It's my favorite.
I think you're totally right.
Okay, we have a couple more for you. I can't tell you the name of this one because it would give away the answer.
Powers of the witches rise. Find the hag who speaks in lies. Balance chakra, focus she. Lead us through the cruel, cruel.
Lauren.
See.
Yes. Oh, nice job. That spell is called To Track the Sea Hag.
I think we did.
You did track the sea hag. This is the animal reversal spell.
Make right again that we must. Reverse the curse that made this.
To be fair, this is not a very good rhyme.
I would never have guessed this either.
It's not
this,
even really
it's
a rhyme
not
at
a rhyme at all.
No.
So here's what you have to work on. The animal reversal spell. And
make right again that we must reverse this curse that made this. Erf.
That's a good hint right there.
Rough?
Oh, Sarah, that was a great, great guess that made this rough.
It'd make more sense.
It would make more sense. I almost want to give it to you, but I can't. How about Lauren? Do you want to steal? Do you want to try throwing something out there?
Okay. No, I don't.
No,
I,
okay.
I got nothing.
Mutt. I'm sorry.
Mutt.
I know.
Yeah. Right.
You see?
Yep.
You see why I refused to memorize these and they had to write them down? I was like, no, I will not stand for this insult.
Well, Lorne is the winner of this spell. So congratulations, Lorne. You'll be moving on to our final round at the end of the show. Rose, what did you think winning your first game? How did it feel?
I was slightly stressed, but I'm really, I think I acquitted myself somewhat well.
I think it was amazing.
And you guys were wonderful.
They were lovely. Thank you so much, Rose McGowan. Thank you.